start?
We'll start with our mission statement, which is to provide reliable water and sewer service in a safe, cost-effective, environmentally sound manner in accordance with community needs. Roll call.
Director Olson.
Here.
Director Stanford.
Here.
Director Davis.
Here.
Vice President Freifer.
Here.
Grandpa, oh, I'm sorry, President Shelton.
Thank you.
Grandpa President Shelton.
That works.
Right. I see. What's Grandpa?
Any public comments before we begin? No? Okay. We're going to ask that we move our item number 3 to the beginning, even before the consent calendar. If there's no objection to that,
not at all.
We'll go to that now. The board will welcome a representative from Idyllwild School and recognize the student winners of the annual middle school poster and essay contest. Student participants will be acknowledged during the meeting. Lindsay.
Yes.
Miss Baldwin.
Yes.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about what has happened?
Sure. My name is Lindsay Baldwin. I am a math, science, and art teacher at Idyllwild School. And it is my pleasure to have the students here. What they did is they completed they had a choice to do a poster, or they could do both. Create a poster all about water conservation, specifically in Idyllwild, as well as complete an essay that was also about water conservation in Idyllwild. And then they all submitted those to Mr. Zimmerman, and all of the staff members read them, and then they picked the top 2 in each category. So we picked the top 2 essays, and then the top 2 posters. And 3 of those 4, maybe one will be coming soon, are here with us tonight.
Wonderful.
Yes. Can I announce?
Yes, you may.
There's a knock at the door.
Thank you. Hi, Tim.
And there's number 4.
Come on in.
I just
can't. All right, so how about I will announce your name, and if you'll please stand so we can recognize you. I'll go from front to back. First is Jimena. Yes. Stand up. Oh, sorry. Jimena Campos. Hi, come in. Second is Halea Nunez. Next, we have Selena Esparza. And then we have Manasseh Zimmerman. And then, Jimena and Halea were our essay winners, and Manasseh and Selena were our poster winners. Yes,
wonderful.
Good job. Yes.
So, Jimena, for first place, we have $500 for you.
Congratulations.
Wow. For second place, we have $250. For first place in our poster contest, we have $500. For second place in our poster contest, we have $250. And if you could all stand kind of at the front here so we can get a picture of you with the board in the background, that'd be great.
Open your poster. Yeah, hold your poster and hold your
essay. Math, just a joke.
Jeez.
I do that for a lot of people.
Over here.
But I won't say that. We're all.
It's a great way for the children to express themselves in different ways, and so we really appreciate
you. Well, we appreciate all the work they do.
Thank you all for participating. Joey, don't even go to the mic.
Are there any chance that we could get a copy or like the originals of the posters?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, if we could display those for a month and then we'll give them back to you, we'd appreciate that. Also, we'd just like everyone to know that we used to give them checks, and it was a hassle, so now they've gotten cash in those envelopes. So,
wow.
Congratulations, you have cash in the envelope. You can use it right away.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
And we know it's a school night, so if you need to leave, we completely understand. If you want to stay and listen to lots of very important business, you can.
That's air quotes important.
Yes.
Yes, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lindsay, for taking time out of your schedule. We appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
All right, now we'll go to the consent calendar. Any comments on the minutes?
No.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Okay. Any comments on the financials?
No.
I have a couple questions.
Okay.
Sorry. One of my questions was on the paving. I see we have two checks for the paving. I was just curious what was paid.
The house, what was it?
The house was part of the paving?
Yes.
Is that what the whole,
yeah.
The two amounts is for the house?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're both for the house?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Are we within our budget on the house still?
Yes, still. Yeah. I'd like to keep it clean.
Okay, because it seems like we'll be out of budget pretty soon on the house. Oh, it's done.
So okay. I guess I have a question in regards to that. So I realized the house was on last year's budget. I guess my question would be, is there a reason why we don't have like a budget in this year's for the house? Mm-hmm. If we're doing things like that, or is that all we're doing?
To be
doing?
Honest, it should be planned last year, like part of finishing the same. But we did it this year, so.
Okay.
But it's done already.
Okay, and then what about the Garrett Woods? There's a couple checks to Garrett Woods.
Yeah, he did the extra house. We start to work in this one. This is the one we need to work on here. The extra house outside. You know the house.
Oh, the office. The
yeah.
old office.
Yeah, office. Yeah.
Okay. But that, so is there a budget for that, or is that part of the house budget?
It's part of, like, to be honest, when we purchase this house, if we need to occupy it with anybody, like, we need to stay on it, so it would be an extra house, but it's not complete at all.
I understand that, but I guess my concern is the budget, because I thought we were already had reached the budget last year, but that wouldn't have allowed for this 21,000 and then these two checks for Garrett. I'm guessing that the extra house is not completed.
Yeah.
So is there a new
this
budget
only
for that, or should we be budgeting? And part of why I'm bringing it up is because we're approving the budget. So and I didn't realize all of this last time, otherwise I might have asked it then. So I guess that's my question. So going forward, we're going to have more money into the house, but we don't have a budget for that.
Yeah,
so where does the money come from? I realize you're probably going to take it from reserves, but in a budget item, where does that come from?
If you guys need to add it for the improvement for the second house, this is the extra house. But honestly, I told the baby we're doing the flooring for now. That's it. So this is the flooring only.
The two checks for him is for flooring?
Yeah. Because nothing else happened over there. So I told
him. I'm guessing everything. I mean, it was an office and now you're turning it into a living space.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. This is what the board before, they said they're going to use it for extra space. But it's not complete, to be honest. Like, at least I did the flooring on. But I told them we'll not do anything else right now.
Okay. And then other question was as far as the mini excavator, I know we bought that last time, but I believe the budget was for $37,000?
Yes.
Is that right? And that cost us $42,000. Okay. And then we bought a trailer.
Yeah. But this thing ran,
I guess my question is, if we're budgeting things and then going over them, should we be getting approvals to go over budget, or are we just doing, are we just doing it?
Less than 15,000, you don't want to port that room. 15,000 and up, you need port that room.
So I guess if we're creating a budget, are we just, is it just kind of an idea of what we're going? I don't know. I guess I just thought if we go over a budgetary item that we would normally get approval. But maybe we do things a little different here. I'm more just asking.
The only thing for budgeting for bigger amounts and stuff, but less than 15,000, like trailer, should be after we guys approve the assets, capital improvement. This actually could go over like for expense, but I for tracking for assets, it's $10,000.
But so we don't ever see anything though when it comes to capital expenses. Like when we get our monthly reports, it's just for operating. So like we never know whether we're going over or where are these items even getting expensed to, I guess.
For capital improvement, whatever you approve, whatever we're going to execute. Sometimes we don't do it. Like for example, if we approve the irrigation tonight and he didn't do it this year,
right,
we can keep going with us for next year.
Yeah, but shouldn't that item be carried over into next year's budget, though?
Yes.
So,
it's not.
Okay. So that brings up another question. Sorry. So last time there was I think you said we're buying a water truck?
Yes.
Or something? And then I think you mentioned it was in a previous budget?
Previous CIP.
So if we didn't purchase it that year that it was budgeted for, why wouldn't we add it into, for example, this year's or last year's budget? Yeah, I'm just asking. I'm just trying
sometimes
to get an understanding.
Sometimes we have a surplus. Yeah, you have the right to ask. But sometimes we have a surplus, like extra fund, so we can use it for it. And he said he needs a water truck.
That's fine.
But I guess it just seems
like it should be budgeted if we're going to spend it in this year's budget. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Or maybe what would help is to show that there is a surplus from a prior year that we have available to spend on things that were approved in the prior year?
Yeah, because I did. I mean, not.
Is that with that? Because we've already approved the expenditure, and what we're doing tonight is we're approving new expenditures. And this is how I see it anyway. And maybe what we can do is when we have a carryover,
sure,
that we show that this is the amount that we didn't use that you approved in a prior year that we have available to use going forward. The other part is, I think the reason that it's within 15,000 is that the general manager has
discretionary. Yeah, I get that. Yeah,
okay.
I understand that. I guess, but I look at it as, to me, I look at the trailer and the excavators kind of almost go together, I guess. I mean, obviously we bought the trailer to move the excavator, but I guess I just looked at it as, should we have modified the budget for that amount, or does it need to be approved? Again, I'm just asking. I'm just because we, not that the way I do it is right or wrong, I'm just more, just trying to understand.
This is for education.
So
for
then
all of us.
your comment about that, so for someone like me, John, and even maybe Mitch, we might not have been part of that board when that item. So to us, and that comes up, I was kind of in the dark last time. And I was like, okay, well, let me look back before I ask a dumb question, try to educate myself. And I couldn't find it. So that's the only reason why I started thinking, should it be on this budget?
I don't know why. I understand the question.
If we didn't spend it then, I understand it might have been earmarked for that at the time, but I don't know how many years ago that was. Why wouldn't we just, because it is a new expense in a sense, because we, just because we approved it then, we didn't spend it. It's kind of a new thing this year.
Right. Again, I think what we're charged with tonight is to approve the capital expenditures, the new capital expenditures in the upcoming year. And I think that maybe having a line that shows what surplus we have from the prior year would be helpful and identify what we didn't spend it on.
Yeah, that would be helpful, I think, for something like that. Okay.
No, I think that'd be a great idea, especially if it was identified what it was approved for, because if we approved it for shovels and we carried that forward and then we spent it on boots, that wasn't the approved expenditure. So bringing it forward and identifying what the expenditure was would be appropriate. because yes, it was approved for shovels, but it wasn't approved for boots, even though it cost the same.
Right, and I get that too, yeah.
And the board might want to have some say in that.
Okay. And you can tell me no, but maybe in the future for like the paving, if you wouldn't mind maybe saying what it's for, then that would help. Just explain that.
Looking.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's all. But thank you. I think that.
Okay. Any public comments?
So there was just a mention, so that the house that's bought on Pinecrest, it has an extra unit or a guest house. It uses an office that could be converted to a guest house, but now it just has fresh flooring. It's not an office anymore, but it's not yet a separate unit.
Yeah, one of the appealing aspects of that property was the possibility of having a small living quarter. If we had an employee that needed to just spend the night, and it was hard, it's sometimes difficult to get lodging up here. Sometimes it's very easy to get lodging, other times it's hard. But if we did have a small additional unit where we can house an employee overnight because they didn't want to drive off the hill in a snowstorm, or the road washed out, or there was a fire, or whatever it happened to be, and we wanted personnel to be here for an emergency, we'd have that as a possible lodging for them. Mm-hmm. All right. If there's no other comments, I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Motion to approve the consent calendar.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
There's a second. All those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Passes? 5-0. Manager report. General manager.
Okay. So Hosni and I held a Teams meeting with UDEP, Mike Metz, discussing the project timeline and the budget for the wastewater plant. We also gave him a service agreement that council drew up for us. He let me know that their council's got to review the agreement, and as soon as they give me the go-ahead, Mike Metz will sign that agreement, and they will start the project to get us to 100% design, following the contract rules, which is to be completed by January 27th, I believe it is.
Of 2027.
Of 2027,
yeah, correct.
So the loan from the SWRCB still on track to be voted by their board for the July approval of the funds, $10 million for this project. The HMI study, the surveys were supposed to go out, and I got word that people weren't getting those surveys. So I spoke with Audra again. We resent the email list that Tyler drew up. We resent it to Audra. She went through the whole thing. She's resending all the studies back out to that email list, which also had Shane Stewart's on there. So she said she worked over the weekend on this to make sure that they were getting out. She was already getting feedback from some of the customers. So it looks like we got that ironed out. I'm hopeful of that. So that's back on track, it seems like. We're rehabbing reservoir number 5 at Foster Lake. That's begun. They're going to be redoing, stripping and recoating the interior and repainting the exterior. They also did a bunch of fabrication. That tank needed a 2-inch drain line in it. It needed a new vent. Needed some additional ladder protection, which they completed already. So they're going to be starting to strip the inside of that tank and recoat it with the new coating and then repaint the outside. And then on the 13th, as you all know, we had a planned Edison outage. That outage was slated for 3 p.m. that afternoon. Of course, it came in early. The district ran as business as usual. All the generators came on, all the generators ran as they should. The district ran as it should with no complaints or problems or issues to speak of during that whole outage, which was many, many hours.
We can't survive for 1 week with the generator we have without being sick.
So, and then also the consumer confidence report for 25 has been completed and reviewed by the State Water Resource Control Board. The report's been sent to Gemini Group, who will distribute the form and get it out to our customers by the June 30th deadline. And that's all I have. I do have some photos of the some of the projects that were completed. This was a valve replacement out of the sewer ponds. The guys worked hard to get that replaced. We have a drone, but it's been out of commission, and the guys got it back working. So they did some drone shots of that's tank 5 being rehabbed, doing some of the fabrication for a new vent on top there, more of the work that they were doing for fabrication. This is our GAC. We have a GAC granular activated carbon system inside the treatment plant. We had to replace that media, and this is part of the equipment to replace that media. Those are super sacks over there to the left, which has all the carbon inside of it. They vacuum out the old carbon, and then they pressurize that vessel and blow in the new carbon. This is the vessel inside the treatment plant. This is the inside of the vessel after it was vacuumed out with the old media vacuumed out of there. And this is just a shot of the lake. And that's all I got.
And the carbon cost of 47,000. You receive the bill, yeah.
Mr. Olson, any questions?
No.
Mr. Stamford?
No.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Vice President Prager?
I do work on the question, sorry. The company that's doing your Reservoir 5, is that a company you've used before or different company?
Yes, they rehabbed Tank 3 last year.
Okay.
GC Culver.
What is
GC Culver.
Oh, yeah, the one that did ours. That's why I had a feeling. They've done others for you, I think, in
they've
the past,
done,
right?
They've done
most
of them.
Most
of
them?
All,
yeah.
Okay. So, what time to give us the one time and a half? They ask $500,000 to do one tank.
Oh. How big is that?
Superior tank.
Yes.
It's okay. I was just looking at it.
It's
a
big
question.
Big.
It's big.
Yes. No, I was just curious.
It's either 800 or a million.
One and a half.
There's one other thing I was going to ask you about. I forgot what it was. It wasn't important. It was something at the tank, but
I have the list down in my office.
Yeah, he's hoping it's something. Yeah.
It's that'll be up at the top with the Foster Lake tanks. There's just one large tank representing 6,
yeah.
But it doesn't have the tank sizes.
That's okay. Yeah. It was just looking at it. I was like, I wonder how big that is.
Yeah, 5 tanks is 1.93 million. That's what it says.
1.93 million in that one tank?
No, for the 5 tanks.
Total.
5 tanks total.
Yeah.
Bill, do you use the same company to do your carbon?
No, that was a separate camp. That was Evoqua.
This was Evoqua?
Yeah.
And that's who you usually use to replace your carbon? Or do you usually price up that
particular media, yes.
Okay.
They're the ones that handle that GAC.
Just curious. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I was going to ask a similar question, and I don't know the exact numbers, and I just wanted to get that again. If we were to replace the tank, I think the number was something like 1.2 million.
At least, yeah.
And to have it rehabbed, it was only...
300,000.
300,000.
Correct.
So rehabbing it was much wiser to do because the rehab gives us quite a few years.
Yeah, it should last 20 years.
Yeah.
In and out.
After it's rehabbed.
In and out.
Right.
What was the number again to replace a tank like that?
1.2.
1.2.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, that was last year. This year's 1.5.
Double, right?
Yeah, it used to be $1 a gallon. Now it's over $1 a gallon.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah. All right. There's another. Is there any other public comments on the manager's report? No. Okay. Then we'll go into our action items. Item number 4. The board will hold a public hearing to consider approving the resolution number 809 for water standby assessment for fiscal year 2006-2007 for undeveloped parcels within the Idaho Water District. So I am going to open the public hearing. Public hearing is now open. Are there any public comments on resolution 809, which is the standby fees? No? Great. Mr. Olson, any comments?
No.
Mr. Semper?
No.
Mr. Davis?
No.
No.
Vice President Prefer?
No.
And I have none.
Motion to approve 809.
Wait. Let me close.
I'm a little ahead of myself.
You are, but we'll let it go. Close the public hearing.
Motion to approve resolution 809.
I'll accept that motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Mr. Semper. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, passes 5-0. Item number 5, which is a very similar item. The Board of Directors will hold a public hearing to consider approving resolution number 810 for sewer standby assessment for fiscal year 2006-2007 for undeveloped parcels within the Idaho Water District Improvement District number 1, the sewer service area. Public hearing is now open. Are there any public comments? No. Any comments from any of the directors?
No.
Only one. How many do we have now in the sewer district? Is it
586?
586.
586. Thank you. With that, I'll close the hearing.
And I will make a motion to approve resolution 810.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Vice President Prefer. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, passes 5-0. Item number 6. The Board of Directors will review the fiscal year 2006-2007 budget and other consideration and consider adoption of Resolution 813, which is approving the fiscal year 2006-2007 budget. Mr. Olson, any comments?
No.
Mr. Stumper?
No.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Vice President Prefer?
The only thing you changed was the insurance, right?
Yeah. You should give me $10.
No, I don't.
I changed it to $200,000.
And going forward, we're going to have a new line where it'll be the carryover from the previous year and identify those items. Excellent. With that, I'll consider a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Oh, public comments?
Well, good for you. Got to keep Grandpa in order.
That's right. No public comments.
All right, I'll make a motion to approve the budget for 2026-27.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Vice President Prefer. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, passes 5-0. Item number 7. The board will consider adopting a resolution to rename well number 23 and dedicate the well in honor of Franz Huber in recognition of his contribution to the district. Franz, so nice to have you here this evening.
I'm going
to
come back, but there's always going to come back.
Excellent.
I guess you read it all.
Yeah.
After all these years, being time, I sold you guys the well and the property. I've no problem with Shane anymore whatsoever, with whatever you guys do with my Shane, I don't care. I walk the creek every day, I feed the fish every day for years.
Anyway, how big are those fish now? How big are those fish now?
Some are getting about 5-6 inches.
Oh, already. Okay.
20 foot an hour.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to ask a favor. Before I die, I like that well number 23 of Buddha Center be named after the Hugo well, since I sold you everything really cheap, and I figured they'll never be built on except maybe another well, which was the what's his name? Terry Lyons not going to group for another well for sure. So there's no building, no other building, and it'll be sold. So that's where I'm going. So I like the well named after my name.
Okay.
I don't care what you do because the rest of keep the fencing up outside, which I put up. You know, it took me years to get rid of the dogs. It was a dog park before, but I owned it. It was a dog park out there. Okay? So to this day, I'm still cleaning up over there all the time. I even fixed the fencing still to this day, which I don't have to do, but Mr. Rowan's been doing pretty good about it. And that's all I'm asking.
And do you want it Huber or Franz Huber?
Whatever you're going to either way.
Okay. All right.
That's all.
Okay.
I live somewhere behind this town after 32 years living here.
Yeah.
So, please let me be up in this town when I die.
Yeah.
So.
And we'll try and keep it nice. We'll try and prevent the dogs from peeing on the shed.
Well, I still chase people off.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? People live there down there, something like that.
Unfortunately, yeah. All right, Mr. Olson, any comments?
No, thank you. That's the only comment I got.
Excellent. Mr. Stump?
Yeah, you said you sold the land cheap. Did you sell it at a discount, or did you sell it at fair market?
I paid $200,000 for it back then. I paid $200,000 after the water company re-drilled the well. The well went bad, the pump went bad, they re-drilled it. They had a truck on there. For 3 weeks, the truck leaked all over the damn place, okay? And all the stuff went into the creek anyway. They dug a hole, they could put three cars in there, and it all leaked in there. I don't care about the oil. Then I had nothing but everything was wildflowers. The whole lot was wildflowers, different wildflowers. And they never fixed anything after that, never graded anything, never not flower, one flower ever came back. So I was ticked off, I figured I might have to sell to the water company. There's this way. I have nobody across the street from me ever, as long as I'm there. That was my, I could have sold it to somebody else, you know. No.
And they would have built, you're absolutely right.
You know, so I tried to preserve that, that's all, that land, that's all.
What's still there?
Huh?
What's, says the spill there, there was no, did they dare not get rid of the spill?
Well, it was a long time ago, I don't know, bring all that up now, you know. I don't put it through the
He doesn't remember. He totally forgets how that happened.
All the stuff they ground, I don't want to deal with that no more. It's over, you know?
He just
said water
that. That's the reason why I sold it to the water company. And there would have been other people out there with the water. I sold it for 125 feet, guys. So, plus I did fencing, I kept it up. I did things over there, so.
Yes.
I got too ticked off, I don't want to deal with it anymore. New managers came in, you know? And that's all I'm asking.
Yes,
that's it.
Yes. Mr. Davis, any comments?
No, I don't.
Okay. Vice President Prever?
No, again, just thank you.
Okay.
Well, thank all of you, Jen. I'm happy.
Wonderful. I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution 814, and I'll make a motion that we approve Resolution 814.
I will second it.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes.
We wait for the stuff under his name.
That's right.
This is Up Creek. Army, this is Up Creek.
Up
creek from where you are. Yeah, this is.
I only go down this way.
But this is, you can see that lure. You can see that's
see
about
it.
A 10 or 12 inch trout.
I see it.
And I think that your fish swim upstream.
Me. No, they went down. The last days we had, they all looked
like. Oh, I know. They all came down. From all there was thousands of fish from my house to the bridge. Thousands. I'm talking thousands of fish in there.
They all disappeared. I don't care whatever happens. I know what happened, but it's over.
Nice.
I know why they all went away, but they're all coming back now.
That's great.
You know,
I appreciate your
job. I fish a lot, so.
As long as they don't try.
Appreciate my life, so.
You don't look at frog again.
So.
All right.
That's
all we have then.
That's it, I'm done then.
Any other director's comments?
No.
Mr. Stanford?
Jessica, everybody else? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, Franz.
Mr. Davis, any other directors?
And by the way, I like the trail now. I walk it every day, you know, feed the fish every day. before I was upset, but I'm over that.
Good.
It's over, it's done, and that's it.
Good deal.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
I have a few more years. I'm only 79 now.
Oh, you got plenty of time.
Yeah, 20 years more.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Yeah. See ya.
See ya.
Vice President Freeford.
I just want to say thank you to staff.
Oh, what?
Thank you. That's
not these guys. Guys. Real
she means the staff.
The size of that tank is 440,000.
Thank you.
Tank 5, yes.
Excellent. Next meeting will be in June 17th.
Yes.
Okay.
Same day,
with
no, on the subject of tanks. Nope. Superior Tank, if you talk to them, they've got some lines on used tanks, which is actually a pretty good deal. UEMA just bought 2 used ones. They were 500,000 gallons each from a, it wasn't City of Poway, it was very similar to there. And they went for 120,000 each.
Wow.
So they bolt together tanks?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But when I ask them, do you have us, is give us 1 times 1/2. They offer $500,000 to do tank number 5.
I'm saying, you know, that if we need a tank, we might, you know, talk to them about buying a used one because they seem to have some pretty good deals. Not always. And of course, when we want one, they won't have one, but yeah.
Right. Of course. Thank you.
All right. With that, we'll adjourn until our June 17th meeting if there's a motion to do so.
Motion to adjourn.
Excellent. Is there a second?
Okay.
Mr. Stamper got it. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 5-0. Oh, yeah.